you are one decision away from changing your life forever. Hi, this is Greg, one of the pastors here at West Valley Christian. We all want to make the right choices today that lead to a better tomorrow, but too many of us are living with regret, guilt, and challenges simply because we are too distracted. In this series, we will take a look at the 7 principles that you can gain wisdom from to help you make godly choices today with a future story in mind. The choice is yours.
Hey, it's good to be with you. And again, as always, thank you to our worship team for leading us an amazing time of worship. I don't know about you, but I had a great week last week. Last Friday at our house, we had this new thing that these young ones are doing. It's called a gender reveal. And so we found out that we will be having a granddaughter that's supposed to arrive here in March. And so that was exciting. And then last Sunday, we had an amazing time out here at our worship on the lawn service. And immediately after that, my family kidnapped me, both my boys, my wife, and my daughter-in-law, and took me for a short trip up north, and we had a blast. So it's good to be with you. Continuing our series, The Choice is Yours, where we're taking a look at 7 decisions that literally could change our life. 7 decisions that will help us live that life that God has for us. And so in review, the very first week, I started with the decision of start. And then Pastor John, the second week, shared the second decision, which was stop. And then last week, we shared the decision stay. And this week, guess what it is? That's right. Our word is go. And I would just like to challenge you with, what do you think of when you hear the word go? For me, immediately, my mind went back to when I was a little kid in the summer, when we would go hang out in the pool of our friends, and your little fingers are all gripped on the side of the pool along with your friends, and you're just about ready to get started with a race. And then there's one of your friends on the side that would say, ready, set, and you remember, go. And then you push off against the pool, the side of the pool, and then you swim with all your heart. Or maybe your toes were on that line on a football field and you were going to race your buddy. Ready, set, go. The other thing that's a little weird in my mind is the game Monopoly. I know that's a little weird, but when you think about it, other than the word Monopoly, I think the biggest word on the board is go. And it says this, go. Collect $200 when you pass go. So if you're not doing or if you're not moving, you ain't collecting $200. And so again, our word or our decision this week is go. So before we move on, let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for just allowing us to be in your presence. Thank you again for a great time of worship. Thank you, Lord, that you have our back, even when we don't feel it. God, thank you that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to give us hope, to give us life, to give us purpose, and in times like this, to shed light in this darkness. God, thank you for friends. Thank you for family. Thank you for the ability to make some time to dig into your word. God, I am praying through your Holy Spirit that we would hear not what I would have to say, but what you would have to say. God, I pray that you would help me during this time to communicate your words in a clear way. God, as always, we pray for transformation, not just information. I love you. We love you. In the powerful name of Jesus, and all God's people said, amen. So yes, last week we talked about the choice or the decision to stay, which simply meant perseverance, commitment, loyalty. And I guess my question would be, in holding you and I accountable, is what choice did we make? What did God call us to stay in? Was it a relationship? What was it, a job? Or was it a relationship with him? Was it in reading his word? I don't know what it is, but again, I hope and pray that you've chosen something that God is calling you to stay in. Go is not in conflict with stay. And I know that might sound weird, but listen to me. Let me put it this way. Some of us need to go in the area that God has called us to stay in. Let me say that again. Some of us need to go in the area that God has called us to stay in. So in the context of a relationship, maybe he's called you to stay in that relationship, but the go part is that you need to go and apologize, or you need to go and forgive, or you need to go and encourage. I don't know what it is, but I do not believe that go and stay are in conflict. As we talk about the word go, I see the word faith right along with it. And that's a Christian word, what we use in Christianity. And many people, many pastors would lead you to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and the definition of faith. And I'd encourage you to go check that out. But faith is an action word, where belief is kind of the, yeah, I believe this. And James says that the demons believe in God and shudder. So just to believe in something is not enough. And faith takes that belief and puts it into action. And that's why I personally associate that word action or go with the word faith. You know, Ralph Emerson says this. He says, "Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail." Let me read that again. Do not go where the path may lead. Go instead where there is no path and leave a trail. One of my favorite verses early on, this was shared with me, is Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. And I immediately go to this verse for our decision on go, because I believe whatever it is, now listen to this, I believe whatever it is that God is calling you to go in, you are not going to have a clear path in your mind of exactly what that's going to look like. Because if we knew every step of what it was, then I don't believe it's really an act of faith. And that's just my personal opinion. So this passage in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6 is so important. It's an umbrella really for this whole message. It says, "Trust the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." Maybe there's someone out here today that's the very thing that you need to hear right now. That you need to trust God with all of your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Whatever you think makes sense, whatever you are seeing, we can't lean on our own understanding. And let me tell you, especially during this pandemic, it is so easy to get so confused, so worn out, so distraught. And I know this to be true because I could get stuck in my own heart and mind. But we need to, whether it's a pandemic or not, listen to these words of trust the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own understanding. A great, great application for this word go in faith. So if you're taking notes, write this down. Our very first point for today's message, time to leave. Time to leave. And my question to you, is God calling you to leave? Is God calling you to leave? Leave your comfort zone? Leave your easy chair? Is he calling you to some kind of change? I want to share a few examples of what I might be talking about here. For me, like the number one thing, and you've heard this with every decision, it's always going to come back to Jesus Christ. Because if we don't start there, then our foundation will crumble. Whatever decision we make will not be one that is driven by what God wants us to be doing. So I think about the decision of going when it came to that crossroad time for me to say yes to Christ. I'm not going to share my story recently. I've already shared my story. But what I will say is this. I was at a crossroads where I was shared the truth of God, that I learned that in John chapter 14, 6, that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's no other way to the Father except through him. I learned the truths of Scripture, That in Revelation chapter 3:20, that he stands at the door of my heart knocking, and he wants a relationship with me. But I have to make the decision to get up out of the chair and to open up the door, to go. I remember making that decision. And it was April 26, where I finally said in front of a bunch of people that, Jesus, you are my personal Lord and Savior. Maybe there's someone out here today that's your go right now. You've been sitting on this decision too long. And as I shared in a message a few weeks ago, no decision is a decision. I would encourage you to go and talk to a pastor. I'd encourage you to go. And if you're at home online, maybe you need to email the church and one of us pastors will get back to you. Maybe some of you that are listening, you already know somebody in your life that's a Christian. Maybe you need to go and give them a call and say, what does it mean to give my life to Jesus Christ? Today is the day. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It says, enter through the gate, or the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many will find it, or many will enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and what? Only a few will follow. I am so grateful I made the decision to get up off my rear end and go and say yes to Jesus Christ. How about you? I remember the decision to go back to Bible college, to become a pastor. God calling me to do this in my life. That was a tough decision. It was a scary decision. But I am so glad I went. Getting married was another go opportunity in my life. A starting journey, and many of you out there may not know what that means, but our church, for many years, I led a service at night called Journey, and it started at 5 o'clock at night, and it went for some 20 years, and it's still going, except for COVID's kind of put it to a little stop here. But I remember specifically being in Colorado, being at a conference out in the middle of the woods and being challenged by God that when I got back, I should probably talk to the senior pastor at that time, which is Pastor Glenn Kirby, and say, man, we need to start a service for Gen Xers. And I remember going, I have no clue what it's like to preach every week. I have no clue what it's like to start a service. I have no idea what it means, but I'm so glad that when the call was put on my heart that I went. I could talk about so many decisions in my life where God had called me to go and I didn't say yes. Can any of you relate to that? But I am grateful for the times where God called me to go and I did say yes. I think about missions. I think about becoming lead pastor some 4 years ago. And I think about some of the tough decisions even during this pandemic where God has called me to go. And it would have been easier to say no, kind of like last week, to choose easy instead of choosing what is right. What have been your goes? What is your go? For the rest of this message, I want us to look at a story. It's found in Genesis. Easy book to find. The very first book in Scripture. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. And we're going to look at a story of a man and a woman who were challenged with this whole idea of go. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. The Lord had said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. The Lord said to Abram, go. You see this? Out of nowhere, my friends, this passage lands. The Lord said to Abram, go. You can think that, man, this guy must have been on fire for God. He must have been a bowing and praying and worshiping and sacrificing and obeying just like no other, for God to call him out and say that I want you to go and that I am gonna, and I'm gonna bless you, as we're gonna see later. But I wanna tell you that Abram was just an ordinary man, as a matter of fact, who did not worship the God that was calling him, but worshiped all sorts of mythical gods. You see, Abram was not in search of God, but God was in search of him. Let me say that again. Abram was not in search of God, but God was in search of him. His name, Abram, means Father is exalted. God specifically appeared to Abram and offered him an invitation. An invitation he had not given anybody else, but an invitation for Abram to go. My friends, I think that this is a picture of grace long before the New Testament. I think this is a picture of grace because Abram did nothing to deserve this invitation. God saw something in him. And I've read many commentaries, I've had many discussions over the years, I've heard many discussions on this. Why Abram? Let me just tell you, with everything I've heard over the years, I can land on this. Only God knows. Only God knows why he chose Abram for this moment, for this decision to go. Well, we read on, and in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2, the Lord says this, I will show you, in verse 2, I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you, my friend, will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And whoever curses you, I will curse, and all the peoples on the earth will be blessed through you. Again, this is an ordinary man. The God of all creation is speaking to Abram. And he's saying, I've chosen you to go. And I've chosen you to have the great name, to bless those who bless you, to curse those who curse. I mean, this is amazing to me. I can't imagine what Abram was thinking. Like, did I eat something bad? What is going on? Is this a dream? Pinch me. What is this voice? I can imagine there were so many thoughts going through his heart and his mind. But here it is, my friends, the message today. The call for Abram was to go. So I want you to put your feet in his sandals. 75 years old, has lived only in one place his entire life. And he's processing this information. And then he, we'll see later, makes that big decision, but we could get a little insight into it as he's packing up his stuff. Can you imagine the conversation he had with his wife? And then his friends show up and they're like, hey, where are you guys going for the day? Oh, we're not going anywhere for the day. Oh, you guys going on a trip? I guess you could say it's a trip. How long are you going to be gone? Don't know. Where are you going? Not sure. What's going on? Moving? But I asked you where? I don't know. You can imagine the conversations that happened. You could imagine the doubt in his life or his wife's life. Leaving, moving, getting out of the comfort zone, stepping into change. What would you have done? Let me be more specific. What are you doing with God, what God has called you to do in your life? I think about so many stories in Scripture. I think about Mary in the New Testament and Joseph when they're given the information and how they had to wrestle with that. Again, all in the context of go is faith. But we know the story there. Think about Moses when he's challenged. Think of Rahab the prostitute. There's so many stories that come to mind. I think about Noah. Out in the middle of the desert where it probably hadn't rained for years. And God says this. And if you open up your Bibles to Genesis chapter 6, verses 13 and 14. It says, so God said to Noah, I am going to put an end to all the people on earth. For the earth is filled with violence because of them. And surely I'm going to destroy both of them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. Can you imagine that? Like really? Like you're gonna send a flood and you're gonna destroy all the people and you want me to build this boat, this ark, and later we would see that he's being given specific instructions on how to do this and measurements. What would you have done when God had called Noah to go? What would you have done when he called, if you were Moses and he called you to go? What would you have done if you were Elijah and he called you to go and sit by a tree by a brook in Corinth? What would you have done? I don't know, because that's all hypothetical, but I do know this, that God has called you to go. Where? I don't know. How? I don't know. But again, as we read this story, we see that God has called Abram and his wife to go. I love this quote by Craig Rochelle, a pastor and author. He says this, to step towards your destiny, you might have to step away from your security. To step towards your destiny, you may have to step away from your security. My friends, I like comfort. Some would challenge me on that. But the truth is, I like comfort. My story before I became a Christian was a stay-at-home kid. I liked what I knew. I didn't like what I didn't know. And so that worked out into all areas of my life, with relationships, with sports, with my friends. What I liked comfort. I didn't really like to travel. I remember giving up many trips because I wanted to stay home. To step towards your destiny, you might have to step away from your security. I think Abram's wife must have thought he was crazy. Especially when he's like, but honey, God said he's going to bless us. And we're gonna have children. He's going to bless them. I can see her going, but we're 75 years old. Look, I want to say this, my friends. One decision to go could change our stories in a big way. One decision to go could change our stories in a big way. You read on in Genesis chapter 12, and we're going to see their answer, even though I've hinted to it. Genesis chapter 12, verse 4. So Abram, what's the next word? Went. As the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife, his nephew Lot, and the possessions they had accumulated and the people they had acquired in Haran. And they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Here it is. He was challenged to go, and he came to the decision, and the Bible says that he went. He went. He got out of his easy chair. And he stepped out of the age of 75 of all the known into the unknown. And this would change his life forever. I joke, but what if he chose not to go? Well, one of our favorite childhood songs would sound a lot different. You know the song that we sing, Father Abraham had many sons. Maybe be Father Carl. Maybe be Father Vinny. Maybe be Father Sam. I'll stop right there. But the truth is, if it wasn't Abram, God would have chosen someone else. But Abram was challenged with this whole idea of going. And he went along with his wife in faith. If you've been around West Valley long enough, you know that I coached for many years high school volleyball for the boys and the girls. And they would probably say they don't remember a whole lot, but there was one phrase I used probably every day with them while I coached them, and it was this phrase: if you don't go, you don't know. In the context of volleyball, we would have practices literally where I or my assistant coach would just throw random balls out of nowhere, way off the court. And we would just tell our athletes to just go chase them down. Like there's a 99% chance that you would not get to that, but chase it down with everything you have. And that affected the way that we played. We weren't always the strongest. We weren't always the tallest. We weren't always the smartest. But I'll tell you, we were going to go after anything and everything. And you know what's amazing? In practice, as these athletes went after these balls and received balls and got them back into play, that gave them courage that when they were in a match, that there wasn't a ball that they weren't going to go after. Now let's bring it back to today's message. If you don't go, you don't know. How many of us could think of a time in the past or present where we know that God is calling us to go? Go forgive somebody. Go encourage somebody. Go to a new place. Go use our gifts and go serve. Go on a missions trip. Go, you fill in the blank. And we sat on it because we liked comfort over faith. God has a front row seat for you where you get to watch him work in ways that you would never get to watch him work. And he's called you to go. To go work in the children's ministry. To go teach a life group. Maybe just to go to a life group. What are you waiting for? If you don't go, you don't know. Don't let fear drive your decision or decisions in life. Some of us do need to go in some relationships. Like I said earlier, go forgive, go apologize, go encourage. Some of us need to go serve, go help. Some of us need to go faster. Some of us need to go slower. I think all of us need to go in the area of sharing. If you're a Christ follower, Matthew chapter 28, 18 through 20, the Great Commission. Jesus says, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples. That's just a simple invitation to go out there and to share our faith. Can I ask you in love, when's the last time you've gone and shared your story of what God has done in your life? When is the last time that you and I have gone and invited somebody to an online service or an online service? When's the last time that we've gone and invited someone out for coffee to be able to share our story of what God has done in our life or to listen to the pain of someone else's story where we could find where our story interacts and we could share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ? Where is the go that God has called you to? Again, there's probably many, many times in my life where I did not answer the call that God has called me to go in. I've answered it with a no instead of a yes. But there are times in my life where I have said yes, and it has impacted my story greatly. especially in the missions field, the very first time I went to Mexico, was impacted greatly. Again, remember, I'm a stay-at-home kid. I'm not going to get out of the country. But I smelled things and saw things and experienced things that would change me forever. And I'd bring hundreds of people down there for many, many years after that. That drove me to go to Russia, which drove me to go to Samoa, which drove me to go to Chile, which eventually helped me to start a church in Chile with a great team. Again, none of this stuff is me. This is like, if you knew me, this is not me. I want to sit in the easy chair. But when God calls you to go, you do get to see have a front row seat of some pretty amazing things, my friends. Which leads me to the last point, and it's a quick one. Go for it. Go for it. What is God calling you to go in? What area of your life needs changing, stretching, moving? Will you go? You see, Abram, if you read the rest of the story, his name became Abraham and his wife Sarah. And they were blessed. His name was made great. He did have children. And the list goes on. God blessed him in so many ways. My friends, where do you need to go?
Tender mercies and your love. Thank you for listening. For more information, please visit us at wvcch.org, or you can join us live in one of our Sunday services. Have a great day. And your love that you've always shown me. You forget all my rebellion.